Power 107.5, Columbus's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to any given Sunday. I'm your host, Yaba Sellers. Hit me on Twitter, at Yaba Sellers. Also got SP the Cool Kid and Just Birds as well. Now, anytime, you can go to mycolumbuspower.com. You can check out some of the older shows, see some videos, comments, etc., etc. Make sure you do that on mycolumbuspower.com. Now, today, we're going to talk to a very, very special guest. I mean, as you know, the Affordable Health Care Act has been talked about for years, well, about 2-3 years now, really heavily, with President Barack Obama putting that into play with Obamacare. And now we're to the point where everybody has to be insured. So if you don't have insurance, now is the time for you to get insurance because they will penalize you this year. So today we have the distinct privilege of talking to one of the highest-ranking African-American women in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Gracia. She'll be talking with us this morning, and I'm excited to have her on the phone. I'm telling y'all now, it's really hard for me to pronounce her name, so she'll probably correct me. But you can check her out on minorityhealth.hhs.gov, and you can see how really important she is. So, good morning, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Yavez. It's great to be with you.
Well, for those who don't know, you are the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Minority Health and Director of the Office of Minority Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A lot of titles, but that just means that you're very, very important up the ladder, correct?
Well, on this Sunday morning, I'll say thank you.
No, but for those who do not know, can you please tell them, you know, what your capacity is, what it is that you do?
Certainly. So I lead the Office of Minority Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which means that my office works to really educate minority communities about health disparities that impact communities of color. Higher rates, for example, of diabetes or heart disease or cancer that exist in those communities and how we can actually work to address those disparities.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, right now, one of the biggest topics that we hear about in the news and on the radio and everybody's talking about it is, you know, the health insurance marketplace, health insurance and how you have to be covered now due to the, you know, Barack administration and what they put forth. You have to be covered. You have to be insured. So let's talk about this a little bit. Can you help us understand how the ACA and the health insurance marketplace is actually making a difference for people?
Well, you know, one, the Affordable Care Act and the health insurance marketplace, it's providing access to millions of Americans to quality, affordable health coverage. You know, you never know if you may get sick or get into an accident, and having that peace of mind and security to know that you have health insurance coverage when you need it most is really critical. But not only for those reasons, but also to ensure that you can stay well and be healthy and get access to preventive services that are reasonable. And so the Affordable Care Act, we've seen in just 1 year that we've reduced the number of uninsured by 10 million people. That's a significant impact and difference that we're making across the country.
Definitely. Now, when you talk about disparities with minorities and especially African Americans, let's talk about males a little bit. Do you find that they are more so less to do preventive care until it's too late?
Yes, we do see that in the African-American community, and certainly with black men, that we find that they're less likely to get recommended preventive services and face, for example, higher rates of certain conditions like prostate cancer. And because of the Affordable Care Act, you can now get access to recommended preventive screenings, things like diabetes screenings or high blood pressure screenings, specific cancer screenings. You can get those screenings at no cost. That's really important because then you're able to not have to worry about that cost in order to get those screenings and be able to see if there is an illness that you have to get detected early where treatment may be better available.
Definitely. For those who are listening right now, can you please help them understand, you know, what they need to do to sign up for health insurance for the first time or how to re-enroll? Because a lot of friends that I have right now, they're trying to re-enroll, and they're confused about the process.
Absolutely. So we are in the open enrollment period now, and it lasts until February 15th. And you can go to healthcare.gov to sign up if you don't have health insurance coverage. And if you prefer not to use the website and want to speak to someone on the phone, you can also call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-318-2596. And that call center is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you want to speak to someone to be able to talk through and explain the plans and find the health insurance plan that best fits your budget as well as your health needs.
Definitely. For those who, you know, may just not be tuning in, again, I'm talking with Dr. Gracia?
Yes.
Ah, got it.
Okay, got it.
Got it. And Dr. Gracia is one of the highest ranking African American women in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And so we're really delighted, and it's really a pleasure to have her on with us today to speak to us this morning concerning, you know, the Affordable Care Act and health insurance in the marketplace. And Doctor, what are some key dates that we should make sure that we abide by when concerning this particular topic?
Absolutely. So the deadline to enroll is February 15th if you don't have health insurance coverage. And if you did have health insurance coverage through the marketplace and you found that you were automatically re-enrolled and you want to look at plans because you think there may be another plan that better fits your needs, again, you have until February 15th to do that plan selection. And to do that, you can go to healthcare.gov. Or you can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-318-2596. And again, that call center is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can also get in-person assistance if you want to work with someone in person to be able to go through the various health insurance plans. You can go to localhelp.healthcare.gov. Just type in your zip code and you'll be able to find out where you can get access to in-person assistance.
Doctor, thank you so much for taking your time to speak with us today.
Wonderful. Thanks to be with you.
Looking forward to having you on again. Let us know when you want to call and, you know, give us some more information. I mean, this topic is so detrimental. You know, health insurance and opportunities and getting coverage throughout America. It's important right now through the health care marketplace. So that's highly important. So thank you again for calling in. You're tuned in to Any Given Sunday on Power 107.5. Stay tuned. We got more for you.